The Parliamentary Select Committee on Defence and Interior will today meet the IGP and the top hierarchy on the recruitment fraud that has hit the service. A ranking member of the committee, William Ofori-Bwafo, said the committee is satisfied with steps taken so far to investigate the issue. He said the meeting has been called by the committee to enable members to have a fair idea of what is happening. He asked the police service to conduct a thorough investigation into the case.
We are meeting tomorrow morning on this issue for a thorough discussion. Already we've had some meeting with the top hierarchy of the police service, that is the IGP and his team. We've met the committee and we are following it up because a member of parliament raised this issue on the floor of parliament, and the presiding speaker, the first deputy speaker, directed that the matter should be referred to our committee and we should undertake some parliamentary investigation and report to the House. So we are scheduled a breakfast meeting tomorrow morning to commence our discussion and investigation into the matter.
But for now, are you satisfied with events so far as far as getting to the bottom of the matter is concerned?
I would say yes, we are very satisfied the way the matter is being handled by the police. You could see that there is fair indiscriminate attempts are being made to find out the actual persons who perpetrated this fraud. But the only thing which we find a bit inconvenient is how the involvement of COP Timberland is being hyped, because the matter is still pending and he has not been given a thorough hearing, and it appears that he is being tried in the public forum and is very prejudicial to his interest and his future career.
What do you suggest should be done additionally involving this situation?
I would recommend to my committee that we accelerate the process of investigation, and we urge the police also